From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a huge explosion in Bangkok. A bombing outside a popular religious shrine in central Bangkok Monday left at least 18 dead and more than 80 injured, many of them foreign tourists. Ron Corbin reports.
A bomb concealed in a motorbike went off at 7 p.m. at a Hindu shrine popular with overseas tourists. As of late Monday evening, no one had claimed responsibility for the bombing. Defence Minister Prawit Wongsawan condemned the attack, but said it is too early to say if the bombing was politically motivated or terrorism. The shrine, which is particularly popular with Chinese and Japanese tourists, sits at a busy commercial intersection near major international hotels and across the road from a large police compound. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
Hundreds of residents in Tianjin, China, who were displaced after last week's explosions, protested Monday, demanding the government compensate them for damaged houses. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has refused to sign a peace agreement aimed at ending the country's 20-month-long civil war. Mediators at the talks in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, say Mr. Kiir told them he needs 15 days before he will sign the agreement. Rebel leader Riek Machar said he was surprised by Mr. Kiir's decision.
We had hoped President Kiir was going to sign. In actual fact, I didn't know that he was not going to sign. Because when I came to the room, I met him here, greeted him before we signed. But then, after 10 minutes, I was told he wasn't signing.
The talks were sponsored by the East African bloc IGAD, as well as several other countries, including the United States and China. This is VOA News. Rights groups are calling on leaders from the 15-nation Southern Africa Development Community to take steps to improve the rule of law and human rights. Anita Powell reports.
Human Rights Watch is calling on leaders meeting in Botswana to do more to stop what they say is a downward spiral of rights in the region. Most of the 15 countries in the bloc have progressive rights-respecting constitutions, says Human Rights Watch senior researcher Dewa Mavinga. The problem, he says, is that more Southern African leaders are ignoring their own laws. Mavinga says it is happening not just among countries like Angola and Zimbabwe, which are frequently called out for alleged human rights abuses that go back decades, but also in South Africa, long seen as a haven for rights on the continent. Anita Powell, Johannesburg.
Ukraine and Russia are accusing each other of fueling tensions. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko denounced President Vladimir Putin's arrival Monday in Crimea. In a Facebook posting, Mr. Poroshenko called the Russian leader's visit to the Black Sea Peninsula, which Russia annexed from Ukraine last year, a challenge to the civilized world and the continuation of the scenario to fuel tensions. Rescue teams were poised to hike through rugged terrain Tuesday toward the wreckage of an Indonesian airliner. The plane crashed Sunday with 54 people aboard. A search plane spotted the debris from the ill-fated aircraft in the eastern province of Papua. The plane disappeared from radar screen shortly before it was to land at Oksibil after a short flight from Jayapura. There has been no word about possible survivors. The New York Times said Sunday that the Obama administration is warning China about the presence of Chinese law enforcement agents in the U.S. The Chinese agents have been pressuring prominent expatriates to return home as part of the government's anti-corruption drive. The Times, citing anonymous American officials, says the Chinese government has dubbed the effort Operation Fox Hunt. The paper says the agents are from the Ministry of Public Security and are not in the U.S. on official government business, having likely entered the country on tourist or trade visas. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi signed a new anti-terrorism law Sunday that calls for the death penalty and life sentences for some offenses, while also threatening hefty fines for false reporting on terrorist attacks. Mr. Sisi promised in June to strengthen Egypt's anti-terrorism laws after a bomb killed the country's top prosecutor. Under the new law, those who form or lead a terrorist group face punishment up to death. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.